Well, hello, everyone. Jeremy Johnson again. Thanks for joining us. Again, I've got AJ Gonzalez with us again today. Thank you so much for coming back.
Jeremy, thank you for inviting me back. You know, I'm another month closer to 65. You know, it's February. We did this last month. And obviously, more confused than ever. As to, you know, the more I dig into it, the more the water gets muddy.
So I can imagine, we'll get into kind of where we left off last time, but I can imagine we spoke a month ago. Mm-hmm. And in that time, how much literature and envelopes and flyers and phone calls, have you received any of this stuff?
Man, I tell you, it's, I'm getting inundated with every company out there that I assume sells Medicare because, you know, and the question is, and the concerns are, you know, the anxieties that it brings on is that who do I go with? You know, who am I supposed to trust? Everybody's got their own way of trying to sell you something.
Absolutely.
So how am I making the right decision is what my biggest concern is.
They stuck your mailbox full of things, and you're exactly right. They're all throwing their hands up. Pick me, I'm the best because, et cetera, and what's going to talk to you? At the very end of the day, all of that information is the same. Here's what Medicare covers. Here's what it doesn't cover. Here's how our plans help you. And as you dig into it, only you are going to be able to say, this plan is going to be the right one for me.
Right.
The only thing I have to do is give you the information to make the best decision for yourself.
Right.
I can never say to you, and I can't say this to you specifically in that Part C world or the Medicare Advantage world, is I can't say this plan versus this plan. I can't say which one's best.
Right.
Okay. All I can do is show you the differences in between the two or three or 50 or however many there are in the area. Remember, 3,000 plans nationwide to choose from across 31 different carriers. I mean, which one's the right one for you? Well, I get to tell you what they are. You get to tell me which one's best.
Right. Well, you know, and again, it's, you know, how do I pick the right one? How do I pick the one that, and not so much the plan, but again, I'm getting inundated. You know, I need somebody that's got great customer service. I need somebody that's going to tell me what's right. I mean, how do I go about making that, you know, if I could pin up everything, I'd have a whole wall full of literature on different companies. So do I throw a dart? I mean, how do I make that decision? Because if you're telling me that Medicare is all the same, just got to put you in the right plan, really, it's what company do I go with?
Absolutely.
How do I make that choice?
Absolutely. So as we go through our questions, and again, we've got a little bit of time before you're there, but at least by the time we are about 3 months out, when you can actually start really making those good, firm decisions, and I'll probably have you back again just to kind of show everybody what you're going through.
Right.
So it's like a live exercise, on somebody that's actually having to go through. People I've never come across any, none of my clients have ever turned 65 twice. I think we can all agree that we only turn 65 once in our life. We get to make this Medicare decision, our initial enrollment or IEP, when we first sign into a Medicare Advantage or Medicare supplement or just original Medicare. We get to do that one time in our lives. Like milestone. Thank you. I was trying to think of the right word there. I got stuck in a rock or something. Plateau. Milestone. It's a milestone. You turn 65, you get to make this amazing decision about Medicare. Now, there's other choices as well. Like last time we spoke, we were talking about retirement insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I stay with my group plan? No, there's lots of choices and decisions to make, and what we do is help you through those decisions. So let's go back just a second to the last time that you had the insane pleasure of being with me for about 30 minutes. Remember that very well?
I do remember.
All right, so we covered a lot of information during that time.
Right.
Original Medicare.
Right.
I should put you through a pop quiz. Long as I've known you, you've given me grief. So do you remember what I said that original Medicare was going to cost you?
Yes.
Okay. It's a big number. Okay. And unfortunately, it typically goes up every year. And just recently, it did go down. There was no change, but typically it does go up every year. Mm-hmm. So we have our monthly premium, and we would think.
That, is that because of healthcare costs? Why is that?
Healthcare costs, rising medical costs, which goes in healthcare costs, the amount of people that are in the system. Okay. 10,000 people a day are turning, per day, are turning 65. There's lots of days. I mean, it's 7 days in a week times 10,000 times 52 weeks times 365 days. I mean, there's a lot of people coming in as tax in the system on something that you probably hear in the news is broken already.
Right.
You know, not just broken, but broke. And that, I mean, the money's got to come from somewhere. But that only funds Part B.
Right.
So that money that you pay monthly once you retire and decide to go on Medicare, that covers Medicare Part B. That's your medical insurance, your doctors, the people that are working on you, your surgeons, lab tests. Medicare Part A, that's your hospital. Remember last time, Part A for places, Part B for people.
Right.
Part A, your hospital. Well, you're not paying anything for that. But I'm not going to say it's free because everybody that looks at their payroll stubs sees that Medicare tax, that FICA, all the taxes are going to help fund Medicare Part A.
Right.
So you won't pay anything extra for Part A. You do for Part B, but it's not all inclusive.
Right.
You would think, because 20 years ago when I got wrapped into this maze of Medicare, that's your health insurance when you turn 65. Congratulations, you made it.
Right.
You've retired. Here's your medical insurance.
Right.
And it would be, that's what you used. What I didn't understand or know at the time, and most people are not aware, that that's not all inclusive.
Right.
Would you think your health insurance covers dental?
Or, I would think so.
Yeah, most people do.
Yeah.
What about vision?
I would think so.
Well, most people do.
So that's what, you know, but when I was working, that's what I paid for. So
yeah, absolutely. It's all in a package, right? As you did, you just saw, you went to the cafeteria one day, signed up for your benefits, and then on the first of the next year, you had a brand spanking new little card that covered your health, which included the hospital and what different cards or pieces that you had to show.
Right.
You also had your dental, your vision, and probably the biggest one that we're all concerned about is prescription drugs.
Right.
I mean, y'all, I went from taking zero prescriptions one day to six.
Yeah, we talked about that I'm older than you and you're still taking.
I know. I had fun in my life. Original Medicare doesn't cover things like that.
Right.
Doesn't cover dental, doesn't cover vision. There are very limited circumstances.
Right.
And I liken them to this. It's got to be an emergency. AJ, if you're having heart challenges and you go in to have something done with your heart and they find a rotten tooth in your mouth, they're going to pull that thing for you because you cannot go into any open heart or any type of heart surgery with a bad tooth. So they'll pull it for you. That's your dental. Okay. And vision is that's with Medicare. And with vision, brother, you got to have glaucoma or cataracts for something severely diabetic related. For Medicare to cover it.
Okay.
But just to go get your peepers checked out or get a new pair of glasses, routine eye exams is not covered by Original Medicare.
Thus having another part.
Doesn't have anything to it.
Okay.
It's, what's the thing you accuse me of having all the time? Selective hearing? Okay, he's just like one of my ex-wives. I don't listen to half of what he says. Well, the truth is I can't hear you, right? So Medicare doesn't cover anything with hearing.
Right.
If I needed that cochlear implant that the doctors told me 20 years ago that I'd probably need, my Medicare insurance would not pay for that.
Okay.
Those drugs that I got put on against my will, but I needed them, Medicare doesn't cover anything for that. Now, they will cover a shingle shot. They'll cover a flu shot, some vaccinations, but it's not all-inclusive.
Right.
And I'm paying a lot of money for this stuff.
That's interesting. You know, I thought it was, so you answered, certainly cleared up the water a lot on in terms of what Medicare actually covers and doesn't cover. You know, you talk about the places, the people, and then going into your dental, your vision, your hearing, that's a whole nother animal that I'm going to have to, obviously to look and sign it up.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot that we're going to cover.
Right.
Because Medicare, again, isn't all-inclusive. Mm-hmm. And the thing with you is as you're retiring,
right.
It's not just turning 65, like congratulations, but as you're retiring, there's going to be some things with your group plan that we're going to have to navigate as well. Now, that comes kind of a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But we do start to ask you those questions on other things, such as insurance.
Right.
Or retirement savings, and what are your goal with your savings? And do you think you'll have enough savings that you don't outlive your savings, which is a big, big, big one. So many people have a box full of money sitting there that may not take into account that it's there. You may have retirement funds coming in, whatever Social Security is going to pay you, but there's no way to create extra income
right.
like you can now. So right. are you concerned with outliving your money? Again, that's kind of, you know, after the fact, we'll cross each bridge as we get there. But we're going to walk you through each step to make sure that, I mean, how long have you been working?
Gosh, 40 years, 50 40 years.
50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Been working for 50 years. Now it's time to sit back and enjoy it
mm-hmm.
and not have to worry about anything else. Like, am I going to outlive my retirement funds? Is my insurance going to cover this new medication I'm taking? Can I see the doctor that I want to see when I see them? These are all questions that will get covered for you.
Right.
So we've covered Medicare A and B pretty good. C, which is the Advantage plans. And that's one of those that we're going to really dial into with some other questions, like how important are your doctors to you?
Right.
Your medications. What medications are you taking right now?
Right.
Doctors and medications are probably the biggest obstacle that we come across as far as in-network, out-of-network.
Okay.
A lot of your group plans and probably what you have now through work is a PPO-style plan. Most employer coverages are PPOs, and they're great. But y'all, a lot of people don't realize that PPO is just a much larger HMO network.
Right.
Just because it's a PPO doesn't mean you can go see any doctor you want to. They still have to be in the plan's network.
Right.
Okay. It's really weird the way it's worked, but they've got to accept those plans, the plan's requirements, and be considered in network, even though it's out of network benefit.
Right.
And it gets confusing, but you don't have to have referrals to see specialists through a PPO, which typically you need in an HMO.
Okay.
There are HMO POSs. I mean, all these abbreviations get kind of twisted.
Right.
But the question I'm going to ask you as soon as it's time is, AJ, if you could build a plan from the ground up,
right,
tell me what it looks like.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would include the doctors that of my choice.
Okay.
You know, it would certainly have medications and I guess, you know, one of the questions, and maybe stepping back here just a little bit, but, you know, does my cost go up? Not because I'm actually paying for the medications, but let's say you just told me you had 5 medications you're taking. And let's say, what if I had 25 medications mm-hmm. that I'm taking? Does my cost for it go up because I'm taking that many medications, or am I?
Yeah, I think so. So let me kind of clear up my confusion. The cost is relative, right?
Right.
So when we talk about cost, we're talking about monthly premium
right.
or what you're going to pay for your medications.
Okay.
Because if there is a premium for the plan, remember, folks, we're looking at 2 different style plans.
Right.
We're going to look at a Medicare supplement.
Okay.
And we're also going to look at a Medicare Part C, also known as Medicare Advantage. And I hate that I have to keep saying it like that,
right,
but that's
right,
the CMS rule. Medicare Part C, also known as Medicare Advantage. We're looking at 2 of those.
Okay.
One of the biggest difference in between a Medicare Advantage and a Medicare supplement is the Medicare supplement typically has a significant monthly premium.
Okay.
Okay. Where the Medicare Advantage,
right,
compliance statement here,
right,
has a low to very zero to very low monthly premium.
Okay.
Okay. So if we go the Advantage route and you pick a plan with a $0 monthly premium,
mm-hmm.
well, just because you're taking 25 medications doesn't mean your premium is going to rise.
Right.
What it means is whatever those copays are going to cost you,
mm-hmm.
which is be that copay times
Right, 25.
What we find is the formulary under the list of covered medications in a Medicare Advantage, a lot of times cover a tier one or a tier two medication, your basic high blood pressure, cholesterol medications, I call them maintenance medications, are offered at a $0 copay. And that's pretty much, you know, across the board. And those low tier generic medications are covered for $0.
Right.
So in that case, it'd be 25 times zero, which, you know how good I am at math. But even this side of Louisiana guy can say 25 times zero is zero. Okay.
There you go.
So I have to look at you for guidance on that. Just make sure I was right. Math's never been my strong subject. I do use a calculator for one plus one. So as far as monthly premium, though,
right,
there is nothing extra on one medication or 25. It's just your monthly maintenance fees.
Good to know.
So as we look at those plans, again, I got a doctor that's important, medications that are important.
Right.
But he's not telling me about dental or vision or, you know, any type of ancillary benefits. So again, it's just the questions, and it doesn't matter to me which one he picks out. It can, he can tell me everything that points to Medicare Advantage, and I'm still going to give him the option of a Medicare supplement, because one of the first things he told me was he wanted to see whatever doctor he wanted whenever he wanted. And the unfortunate or the con behind a Medicare Part C plan is they do utilize networks of doctors.
Right.
And some of them are even more restrictive in using what's called pod systems, to where even though the doctor accepts that one insurance plan, they have to be within that controlled network. It gets daunting. Pretty so, you know, you have to get out and see your referral to a specialist. So if he got sent to a brain surgeon, then, you know, we got to make sure said brain surgeon is in the same pod as the primary care doctor referring him over. And if they're not, he won't be seeing that particular brain surgeon. We got to find a different one.
Okay.
So in that case, the Medicare supplement would be the right option, because you can see any doctor you want as long as they accept original Medicare.
Okay.
So, and again, when we look at both of those, I'd love to say the cost is relative.
Right.
Because even though that supplement's got a significant monthly premium, and as soon as you satisfy the Part B deductible, you don't typically have any hospital or doctor bills after that deductible's met. And that deductible's not thousands of dollars.
Right.
It's like $250. Mm-hmm. So once you satisfy that, you see any doctor you want, no referral, no mother may I. I know you don't like asking for permissions. You just show up one day.
Right.
And now you can't walk into a hospital and say, I want hair implants or whatever, a knee replacement, without that prior authorization. Okay. But you can definitely go see the orthopedic surgeon and say, check the knees out, and without having permission from your primary care.
Good, good.
So hopefully that's all starting to.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes,
come
it
a little is. Clearer in the mud.
So, you know, we talked about a little bit about dental plans. You know, is that something different? You were talking about, you know, hospitalization. Well, we hadn't talked about hospitalization, you know. So are there other plans out there? I mean, will my plan cover my hospital completely, or do I have to go buy another supplement for hospitalization? You know, how does all that work? So we talk about, so understand the part about the drugs. What about in the case that I'm in the hospital for 30 days?
Oh, okay.
You know, something catastrophic in that way. You know, what happens, you know, with the dental plan? Am I purchasing a supplement for a dental plan that just covers teeth cleaning and not, you know, fixing cavities and, you know, doing all those different things, root canals and all that stuff? How does all that work?
Well, that's my specialty. So let's kind of attack one at a time. You're stuck in the hospital for 30 days.
Right.
Okay. First thing is, I'm going to come see you. I'll bring you some flowers, Kit Kat, candy bar, something, get well card, balloons. come make sure you got your gown tied right. And I just have a mental image when I was in the hospital last year. I put the gown on wrong. So anyway, your hospitalization is covered under Medicare Part A. Right. Okay. So when you choose a plan, a health plan, be it a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Part C plan, that's going to cover that hospitalization as well. Okay. Because remember, under these plans, number one, the supplement is paying secondary to Medicare.
Okay.
Yep. So now I'll have my computer in front of me right now. One of the first days I didn't bring it in, but when we start looking at hospitalization with just original Medicare, and I don't know if you know this stat or anybody else knows this stat, but the number one leading cause of bankruptcy in senior citizens, unexpected or rising medical bills, okay, is the number one leading cause of bankruptcy in our population.
Okay.
When people have this insurance, again, we're used to group coverage by saying that when we look at our summary of benefits,
right,
we can see on there that here's my deductible, here's what I'm responsible for paying, a percentage called a co-insurance, which is a percentage of the bill, or a co-payment, which is a flat dollar amount.
Okay.
And then we see something called a MOOP, and that's M-O-O-P, and that's called, that's, that means maximum out of pocket.
Right.
Under our under 65 plans by the marketplace or private insurance or our group policies, we may see a maximum out of pocket of $6,000, $10,000, $20,000. That means that if you spend that much money out of your own checkbook or pocket, then you won't pay anything else for the rest of the year.
Right.
It's kind of like a ceiling or a stop loss is put in place. Well, original Medicare doesn't offer that.
Right.
There is no limit to how much you'll pay under original Medicare. Again, we're just Medicare alone.
Right.
So if you were one of those very, very few, less than a handful of people that have ever told me in 20 years of being in the Medicare industry that, Jeremy, thank you for the information, but we're going to stay with original Medicare. Those people, I worry about.
Right.
It's just there's no limit. But if you go with the Medicare supplement,
right,
you're just limited to what your monthly premium is. As long as you're in the hospital, that 20% original Medicare, once you satisfy the Part B deductible,
right,
you don't pay anything for your medical services. If you're in the hospital, that deductible doesn't apply. You're just covered.
Right.
So with original Medicare hospitalization, it's a tiered benefit level. So if you're stuck in the hospital for when you're admitted to the hospital,
right,
they put the tag on you, you're admitted to the hospital, it's going to cost you a deductible. Again, I believe the deductible, and I'll hold me to this, I don't have my computer in front of me, for 2024, $1,600.
Okay. And so with that supplement, if I bought a hospital supplement, is that what you're telling me?
Medicare supplement.
Medicare supplement, I wouldn't have to worry about that $1,600.
That is correct. It's paid for in full.
And so you've been in this game for a number of years. What does something like that cost? What does a supplement cost?
So
I'm not holding you to a number. I'm just trying to get an idea of what that might cost.
AJ, the question, it's based on a few different factors. Number one, your age.
Right.
Number one, tobacco, non-tobacco.
Right.
Number three, male or female.
Right.
Okay. And the other doesn't birth. Okay. So I know 65 years old, non-tobacco, male, right? I'm just asking. All right. 65 year old, male, non-tobacco. What I would recommend, Plan G. 100% of the time, Plan G. I've got my mother, my father, and lots of clients on a Plan G. And I'll explain to you why. And I'll explain to everybody why I prefer G over any other letter that's out there. But that's going to cost you right now in your zip code. That's another basis of cost is the zip code that you live in. Is going to be $130, $140 a month.
Okay.
But again, the only thing Plan G doesn't get, if Medicare has a benefit, Plan G is going to cover it.
Okay.
So your hospitalization, your doctors, that's all going to be covered. That 20% co-insurance or that $5, $10, $15, $200 copay.
Right.
Or that $1,600 deductible for the surgery. It's not going to cost you one red cent.
Right.
Okay, so there's no real maximum out of pocket with a Medicare supplement, but as I break the cost down, I figure the maximum out of pocket is this. It's your monthly premium times 12.
Right.
Plus the $250 deductible that Part B, the Medicare Part B deductible.
Right.
That's your maximum out of pocket. Because okay. once that deductible is met, you're not even going to be paying the percentage for your, that 20% Medicare doesn't cover.
Right.
Medicare covers 80%. You're responsible for 20%. That Medicare supplement is going to pay your 20%.
So the supplement being a carrier, correct?
Correct.
Somebody like Humana or Devoted or somebody like that.
That's correct. I can't mention names, but you can. So he got most of them, right? One of them was a Medicare Advantage one. But yes, it is a named carrier, and you can go with the brand name carrier.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people do. My old father wanted a brand name carrier because
right.
he's a jeweler, has a jewelry store, and decided that he wanted the most recognized name mm-hmm. brand, and everybody can figure out the 800-pound gorilla he was probably asking for. That's what he wanted.
Is there a cost difference in there?
Oh, yes, there
okay,
is.
So somebody like that's well-known, and I'm just using these names because, you know, come Medicare time or, you know, come that time of year, everybody's
throwing
advertising,
stuff at you.
Right? So you mentioned the 800-pound gorilla, you know, that cost will be higher than somebody that's a no-name that still has to provide whatever it is that I'm looking for.
Correct? In most cases.
So it's the same.
Yep.
I mean, apples to apples, you know, the 800-pound gorilla is going to demand more because of name recognition.
Well, not just name recognition. See, these supplement plans, the supplement carriers don't receive any federal funding at
okay.
all. They pay their medical bills based on the premium that you and several other 100,000 people are paying. That's how they pay those claims
okay.
when they come through.
Yeah.
So obviously, the bigger the book of business is, or block of business, or whatever the agent wants to call it, the bigger their census,
mm-hmm.
the more medical bills. I mean, it just makes sense. They have to charge more.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So if we go with one of my favorite carriers, they're actually mm-hmm. right here in Houston too, one of my favorite carriers, is typically among the lower cost
okay.
in premium. But here's what's going to happen. When I present you with your options, AJ, I have no problem showing you all 60 med sub carriers that are available to you. And that one carrier that I may represent or advise for you
mm-hmm.
may be $5, $10, $15 more expensive than the one at the very top.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that because I put my own family on that one and
mm-hmm.
I've got so much history with them,
mm-hmm.
that when, if, should it be whatever comes up where you have a challenge and you need customer service or a little extra care with anything, that
right.
they will take care of you where some of those much larger carriers may not, because you're just a number to them.
Okay, and that makes sense.
So at the end, it's $20, $30 a month in premium difference times 12 months.
Yeah.
Plus
well,
when those rate increases happen.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
it does make a difference,
yeah.
especially now when, you know, looking at retirement.
And sure.
Unless you're going to
sure.
do something on the side.
Right.
I mean, every dollar counts for everybody.
Yes, yes, it does.
So,
yes, it does.
But yeah, I mean, you pay a monthly premium, everything else. My dad, knee surgery, I can tell you, it's my dad. Knee surgery last year.
Mm-hmm.
He had already met his deductible when he
right.
went in. This is the second one, so this happened twice. But he had already met his deductible, his orthopedic surgeon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Ate that deductible the first time he went there when he had to have his knee replacement, knee replaced. Private, it was a specialty hospital.
Right.
So it's like all he did was knee and hips. So he had his nice room. He gave him a t-shirt. I mean, it was a very nice place. Didn't pay one red cent. And I don't know how much knee surgeries are. What, 60,000, 80,000?
I have no idea, but I'm sure.
I hope I keep both
there.
Of mine. I'm just, you know, weak when it comes to medical stuff and blood. So he didn't pay not one red cent for that surgery, even the
yep.
rehab that went behind it.
Well, and I think that that's, you know, we're all looking for that type of care and all, you know, that type of bill, if you will. Because, you know, when you start taking a look at retirement and there's no extra income coming in, you know, it means a lot. I mean, you know, what can somebody pay? And I guess you have to really go do your due diligence to find out what it is you could afford. And I know that word, what can I afford and what do I need to have, are two different meanings. But, you know, it's important that we cover all the bases. One less travel will cost, we'll be able to pay for that extra coverage that I'm looking for.
It's all relative in what you find the value in. And I work with so many different people that find value in different things, right, that I've actually picked that up, that, you know, you'll make your decision based on what you find as right, valuable. And you know, it's, gosh, 20 years, people find value in different things. Like AJ was just saying about travel, you know, some clients have wanted to have a certain type of insurance so bad that they would give up certain things, mm-hmm, just to have what they considered or perceived as having valuable. Right. And, you know, I mean, if you can live without it, I mean, go for it. My goal is to, you know, how to give you everything that I can,
right,
without having to give up things that you want as well. So
speaking of travel, am I covered with Medicare when I go abroad? If I go to another country?
Nope. Okay. Medicare basically stops at the borders, north, south, east, or west. Okay. Limited coverage in Puerto Rico. Here's one hospital that accepts the original Medicare over there, but it stops at the borders. Matter of fact, in some limited spaces on the U.S. borders, north and south, there's very limited coverage. Your supplement plans typically come with a worldwide emergency travel benefit. So if you are out of, you know, the country, then you're covered. The Advantage plans, some of those, the Part C plans, have coverage as well.
Okay.
You know, it just depends on the plan. Big question, what's important to you? Right. So we'll cover that a little bit more in depth, just caveats to go behind that.
Okay.
But I do have some other questions that I want to go over, kind of put in your mind if you have anything that acts as life insurance.
Okay.
Should you pass away,
sure,
get ill, or anything drastic like that. That goes into what people think Medicare covers as well. So, AJ, thank you again so much for coming in today.
Jeremy, it was always a pleasure.
I'm glad you said
looking
that on
forward to our next meeting.
So. Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you.